it's a bad day to be a glass of milk.
All right, round's around. Let's keep it going. Next meal of the night, we got, who would have thought, another Falcon, goddammit. Why do we keep talking about this irrelevant team, Isaiah?
It's me. It's my fault. I keep bringing it up.
We did do like an
Bijan
hour
mustard.
Bijan mustard. We did an hour on the Falcons.
We love those goddamn Falcons. Let me go get that.
Go get that bird.
A lot of bird.
Whole lot of bird and some giant beanstalks.
My crops. Don't tell Sean now, but I definitely forgot about Wing Wednesday. I know that's next.
It's all right, dude. I'm trying to start an argument.
That's fine.
This week.
Usually if I just scroll Twitter, like Bob said, for about a good 10 minutes, I find something that makes me mad.
Are Dino Nuggets really the best Nuggets?
You want to save that? You want to save that one?
That's not my wing.
Oh, okay.
Hey, guys.
No, they aren't.
Ooh.
But.
They are good.
We'll save it for later. They are good. Yeah, Sean, what's up?
I got your food.
What are we eating?
It's Falcon.
Falcon Fun Day.
Who would have thought?
I bet you Falcon tastes pretty good.
Think so.
I feel like Falcon would taste like the steak of birds.
Huh.
Why do you say that?
I don't know. I have nothing to back that. It's like the biggest one. It's one of the bigger ones.
Yeah, I feel... Maybe
they're not that big.
Have you met an ostrich? They're bigger than your common bird.
Chicken, have you met an ostrich?
Chicken only tastes so good because I could fill them up.
What the hell does that mean? All right, let's talk about the Falcons. There has been a rumor that Kirk Cousins is buying a house in Atlanta.
Wow.
But last week we were told Justin Fields is going to Atlanta. So, who would succeed more with that team? Would it be Kirk Cousins or Justin Fields? Who do you think will be more successful?
You're looking, Well, you see, there's a big thing here. It's called RPO.
Yeah.
You got Justin Fields there. You got Bijan. That's a nightmare. Let me tell you, that's a nightmare. Two big old guys looking around that ball. You never know where it's going to go.
Would you call them big old guys?
Big old guys.
Oh, big old guys.
You say big hold?
I thought he said big hole, but
it's what...
Listen, have we explored...
Listen, as a fellow Birds team, that's the nightmare we wanted behind our line this year. And we just didn't see it. Jalen just wasn't there for us. He wasn't running the ball that much. Becoming more of an accurate in-the-pocket passer.
Who's he being right now?
So, they wanted to delay that game. Kirk Cousins, getting old. Getting old, gentlemen. Not a lot of rushing yards behind that man. But Justin Fields, that's all he does. We can see a lot of potential there. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk.
Well said, dude. Well said.
Wow.
What about Drake London?
What about him, dude?
He didn't even hit 1,000 yards.
What about him?
Because he didn't have a quarterback. He is not overhyped. Get the hell out of here, bro.
Says the guy who drafts Kyle Pitts every year.
It's been 3 years.
He's holding on hope.
He's been in the league like 3 years.
No, it's been 3 years since I drafted him.
Oh.
I only drafted him his rookie year. Okay.
You definitely had him one of the years.
No, I didn't. I drafted him once in all three of my leagues, and then I never drafted him again.
Pick for Sean every year. Kyle Pitts.
He's
gaslighting us. He must have Kyle Pitts on his team.
He's gaslighting us.
His fantasy team was Smell My Pits, Kyle Pitts.
He's literally making shit up.
You were there.
I was there. I was in the league.
Isaiah, please.
Bro, I'm just trying to eat some Falcon.
Have we explored the idea that...
You have an obsession.
Kirk Cousins might just be diversifying his real estate portfolio.
No.
No? Okay.
What is he going to be? Is he going to be in movies in Atlanta or something?
Well, you see, once your career's done, where does the money come from?
His real estate portfolio, dude.
He's
going to
buy a large plot of land and put up Section 8 housing.
Yep.
Oh, God.
And then you get the government funding, and that's when the big bucks are rolling in.
You look so befuddled right now.
I'll be honest, bro. If I were Kirk Cousins, I'd be trying to buy up all the land in Utah.
What happens
around army bases,
it's
and
just
then sell
smart,
it to the Chinese?
It's just a smart financial
just
move.
Like a defector,
dude.
Kirk Cousins, enemy of state.
Dude, when Florida floats away,
it's not
what's
illegal,
the next
bro.
One there, Georgia. So when Florida's gone, It'll be oceanfront property.
So what are you getting at?
That he's buying it for real estate purposes.
It's an investment.
So you're convinced by Merck? All right,
bro, I'm going to make this simple.
I need him to convince
me. It doesn't
matter.
Kirk Cousins is probably just going to get re-signed to Minnesota.
I don't think so.
Then where is he going to go?
They have a tough little Tabasco.
He's not going to Atlanta, bro.
I don't think
Justin
Kirk
Jefferson
fits.
Wants to stay with Kirk Cousins.
I don't think he fits, and I think that Justin Fields is a great fit in Atlanta. He's exactly the kind of quarterback they want. I'm pretty sure he's from Atlanta, and they could pay him probably less money than Kirk Cousins.
100%.
Way less.
Kirk Cousins' asking price is fucking crazy.
So much.
He wants like $90 million for 2 years or something.
Yeah, $90 million.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the Tabasco
he's smoking dick
is that Justin Jefferson wants to stay with Kirk Cousins. That has been openly said.
Yeah, he don't mean it. Make it squeak.
See, I had a point. I had a point a little bit ago that Daniel Jones was the trailblazer for mid quarterbacks and their contracts.
Dude,
but I think
Kirk Cousins is
kind of
the
trailblazer for Kirk Cousins walked so Daniel Jones could run and get that.
Literally, because Daniel Jones runs the ball.
They worked with each other to get those contracts.
Nobody moves like Daniel.
The league has been changing. And everybody wants a quarterback that can do both. Not saying they must, but they can.
Yeah.
Kirk Cousins falls into that old generation, I feel like.
It's not really...
Like the pocket passer, yes. just stand back and fire.
There's
it.
Still plenty of pocket passers that succeed in this league. You got Justin Herbert.
He can move.
Not really.
Well, a lot of them get forced to move at, like... Some don't excel in moving like the other ones. Like, Justin Herbert doesn't, like, excel in it, but he can if he needs to. They're all athletes at the end of the day.
I really think that... I don't think that you can't... I think you definitely can succeed in the league being a pocket passer. I just don't think that the people that are at the top in this moment are... I don't think any of them are those guys. I don't think Patrick Mahomes is that kind of guy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Jalen Hurts is not that kind of guy. Lamar Jackson obviously is not that kind of guy.
Jared Goff is.
Jared Goff is in the league a minute.
Not that long.
He's been in the league a while.
Is he? Would you say he's one of the
2016, 2017?
Top.
No, I'm just thinking of quarterbacks that made it far in the playoffs this year. Because I think that's more important than their play.
Yeah.
That doesn't run a lot.
The area where he doesn't run gets carried by two backs that had 1,000-yard seasons.
Yeah.
Specifically for Jared Goff.
Yeah, for sure.
So that picks up some of that slack.
But running backs have nothing to do with a quarterback that can run the ball. Usually quarterbacks run the ball when
they take a load off.
Huh?
I mean, if you're going to run the run play, like a lot of these running quarterbacks, there's run plays like designed for them. You know what I'm saying? It takes
right.
a load off the rushing yards.
Well, there's not designed plays for Patrick Mahomes. He's just
true.
He's really good at working the pocket. And he runs if he has to.
True.
So there's tiers to it. There's a complete pocket passer who will literally not run.
Mahomes,
well, yeah, he's different. But
he is just different.
Back to the subject at hand. Merck, what are your thoughts?
I don't think I'm with Isaiah. Kirk doesn't fit. It doesn't fit that the offense that it looks like they're trying to build with the Falcons, you know? I think Kirk has had a decent thing with the Vikings. I think the Vikings have a lot of problems that they have to fix besides Kirk. Kirk's pretty middle of the tier. He's a serviceable like quarterback. I think they should just stay with him, although that asking price is a lot. It's only 2 years, though, right? It's only 2 years he wants?
I'm pretty sure
it's
only 2 years.
That might be speculation, though. That might not be a fact.
Yeah. He's getting old, too.
That's just what he wants, so.
But is it, or was that just media?
I thought I heard you wanted to.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't matter.
In the NFL that I would enjoy to watch, Justin Fields is with the Falcons, and Kirk is, I guess, with the Vikings. I really don't care where Kirk lands. He's not, I don't see him as the biggest threat.
I don't want to see him with the Vikings because...
I can quote Sean in his past lives of saying, Kirk Cousins is the face of mediocre.
Yeah, I've said something around those lines.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't want to see him in Minnesota because
I don't want to see him in the league.
Kind of. No. Maybe as a backup. I don't think he should be in Minnesota because they have such a good offense and they just need a quarterback. Well, they need a running back too, but they have two of the
Jordan Addison,
top 15.
Yeah.
Top 15 wide receiver. Yeah, and you're wasting their potential.
Wasn't Kirk hurt for a big portion of this year?
He was, which is another reason why you shouldn't sign him.
35.
That's pretty old.
It's not that old for a quarterback.
Yeah, but how
these
old
days.
Is like for what the I can't remember the team, bro.
Rodgers?
No, not Aaron Rodgers. He's like fucking 40.
Are you talking about like current players?
Yeah, current players.
Old as shit.
He plays for a fucking California team.
California. Matt Stafford?
Yeah. How old is he? He's pretty old too.
He's probably around the same.
33, probably. He's
probably. Jared Goff's probably up there too, right?
No, he's a little younger.
He's like 31, I think.
Stafford is 36.
Holy shit.
Older than Kirk Cousins?
Who would have thought?
I did not. Awesome. I thought Kirk was older than him for sure.
He looks older. Kirk looks like he's seen some shit.
Yeah.
But yeah, I agree. I would really love to see Justin Fields in Atlanta. I think that would take that team to the next level.
Yeah.
But he still does have to work on his passing because you have a really good receiver there that needs the ball.
It could also be like we say this now, but this was the same hype that we felt when Russ first went to Denver. I feel like I thought
rightfully
the Broncos
so.
Were going to be really good with Russ his first year there. You know, it seemed like that he was the last piece to fit into that offense to take him somewhere. It feels like it could be the same thing. And Russ is a better quarterback than Justin Fields, I would say,
But Russ was he's getting towards the end of his career.
And
Justin Fields is young as shit.
The Broncos situation, not this past year, but the year prior, they had a really, really bad head coach. And that was a huge problem. And I think that Russ, I don't know what his deal is. He just played average football this year.
You're looking at two different things of Russ has already established himself as a great quarterback. So him going there just seemed right with the younger, good players. This is a different scenario where I wouldn't say Justin Fields has
established
himself as even a top.
He's at least 15. No, he's a 15.
I think he's 15. He's not top 10.
No.
I would argue.
I think that when you're a young quarterback, though, a lot of what affects how you're perceived in the league and like how good you do is definitely circumstances. And like I just don't think Chicago is that good of a team. And that well-coached of a team, at least for the past couple of years, for Justin Fields to really be represented well or have, like, a good opportunity to, like, improve because things just kept changing over there. And not that it's going to be completely different, like he goes to the fucking Falcons and he's, like, you know, a godlike quarterback. But I think that he has more room to improve because his team isn't going to be so bad.
And his best player with the Bears was what, like DJ Moore? Like his best
point, DJ like Moore weapon. And Cole Kmet. And now he's gonna have a really legit offense. Moon. Yeah.
Kyle Pitts.
I mean, he's gonna have a similar level of offense, I would say.
I think this is a better offense.
Well, the running back wise, way better. But I'm talking receiver and tight end. You got Kyle Pitts and Drake London, similar to Cole Kmet and DJ Moore.
True.
But the running backs are going to make
a
huge difference. Even Algier's
defense is better than Chicago's defense, too.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're not far off. I would say, but
I think the Falcons are definitely
they were like a top
half of the NFL.
I think they were like a top 10 last year.
Last year, I don't remember at what point in the season it was. It had to be through the first at least 12 games, though. I'm pretty sure the Falcons didn't give up a single touchdown. That was run in by a running back or like just ran in at all.
Yeah.
I think I heard
the entire like first three quarters of the season.
Yeah.
That's pretty fucking hard to do. So they're definitely a good defense, especially against a run. I mean, that much is obvious, but
the only thing I'm worried about as a fan, if he goes to Atlanta, is that Bijan is going to be kind of a setback because of how much he runs. And I really want to see.
So. I think he's going to thrive. I think they're going to really know how to use him. You have to figure it out.
You also have to think about it like this, right? Like when you have the threat of Justin Fields being able to run, that doesn't like that also gives that opens up the option for Bijan to be another option to run. But he also can catch passes when it looks like Justin Fields is going to run. You know what I mean? Like in the backfield or I just think that Bijan can be used a lot more different ways, especially because of his size and how big he is. He doesn't have to just run the ball. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but Justin Fields is known to not be a great passer, too.
Bijan, I think, is going to be his check down guy.
I was just about to say, how hard is it to check
down? Yeah, I know.
To check down to Bijan, a big guy like Bijan.
A lot of it, dude, he was throwing dimes to DJ Moore.
Yeah.
He was. He got better this year.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of people think he fell back, but I think he got better.
I don't think.
He
really
got better, but yeah. It's still not spectacular.
I think he's capable. I mean, honestly, look at fucking Jalen Hurts, bro.
Don't.
I'll go there.
Fucking dare compare.
He was not that good.
No, this year, no.
Jalen Hurts has always been
better than Justin Fields.
You can't say that Justin Fields had a better.
Sounds like a wing.
No. Justin Fields. Jalen Hurts had a better year this year than Justin Fields.
No, but that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying, like, I feel like they had similar starts to their
career. Yeah. But Jalen took that crazy leap that Fields didn't take.
A lot faster, it feels like.
But he also fell back to earth this year.
That pissed me off at the beginning of the season. Everybody said, Justin Fields is going to have the Jalen Hurts leap this year. No. They blow.
Well, his team also is not nearly as good.
No.
They're not even comparable.
Nah. All right, let's move on. Quizzo.
Damn.
Get your shit out.
I don't like Justin Fields.
Yeah, I know. I love him. I think he's really fun to watch.
I feel indifferent.
The Sixers are tied.
Damn. I thought they were going to lose.
The Sixers?
Yeah, bro. Is Maxey out?
Maxey's out. There's a few people. There's a lot of people out. Lowry is out. Lowry. Number one?
Number one.
Pay attention. Your mother. Pay attention.
I'm locked in, dude. I'm
here. Wake up.
Number one. What number one? Which gas makes up a majority of the Earth's atmosphere?
I think I know this one.
It's not spaghetti sauce.
Ooh. Fuck. Next question.
Which gas?
Yeah.
I think I got it. I don't know, though.
All right.
It's between two, and I don't think one's a gas.
Flatulence.
My ass.
Good?
Yeah.
Number two. What is the chemical symbol for gold?
What the fuck is this fucking periodic table bullshit?
My bad, dog.
It's between two. Fuck, I can't remember.
Because you guys didn't finish school or something?
It's between two.
Because I didn't.
Fuck, dude. I feel like an idiot. I should know this.
All right, come back to it.
What the fuck is that?
Number three. Just have it at the end. Number three, who played the character Edward Cullen in the film adaptation of Twilight?
I've never seen Isaiah type so fast.
He's so handsome.
Batman.
Whoa, watch yourself.
That's a hint.
Number four, what is the smallest prime number?
Isaiah loves prime numbers.
I love prime numbers.
No.
The smallest prime number?
Take me home to a place.
I don't know if one counts.
Yes.
I belong. West Virginia.
I don't know, actually, because I know what your issue isn't.
Take me home.
I always...
Isaiah fucks with 17.
I fuck with 17.
Number four.
31 is a good one.
That was number four.
All not the lowest.
Number five.
43.
In Greek mythology... Who was the king of the gods and the ruler of Mount Olympus?
I'm feeling good this week.
I never feel good.
I'm not going to lie. That was so easy, bro. All five of those were so easy.
I don't know the one for gold.
I feel so good this week. Holy fuck, dude. This milk's got me locked in.
Dude,
it's got me lactating.
You're going to trick me on one of them. I know it.
Yeah, the prime number was a little tricky, but I'm feeling very good about the rest.
Number one. Go ahead. What were you going to say? Say it. Just say it.
I think he just squirted under the table.
Can you just...
We're all wearing hats right now, and one of us is not wearing it the same way as the rest of us.
Number one, which gas makes up a majority of Earth's atmosphere? Who wants to say it?
Say it. Say it.
I don't know if I'm right now. You guys are
Oh, now you definitely have to say it.
Nitrogen.
Okay.
I put CO2.
Okay.
I put carbon dioxide.
That's also CO2.
It is, yeah.
Okay.
What did you put?
I have the answer.
Okay.
Oh, do you?
Fuck.
It's nitrogen.
Whoa! Damn. I lost this week.
So much for that confidence.
Confident about the rest of my
I was life. Laughing at you, but I'm sorry. I was just laughing because I was not confident. It was making me really nervous.
Number two, what is the chemical symbol for gold? Isaiah. Because I know you were struggling.
It is the letter K, of course.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Fantastic.
Who wants to go next?
You.
I did AU.
Bob? That is it.
AU.
I'm going to kill. All
right.
Bill.
Fuck my landlord. Sorry, Bill.
You were a real one.
Number three, who played?
Wait, was it AU?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh,
you didn't say,
yeah.
Say that.
Couldn't remember. AU.
So I was split between AU and AG. I think AG is silver or something like that.
It's argon.
Argon, yeah.
Papa?
Is it?
Yes, Daddy. Oh,
okay. He knows that, though.
I would have gotten that one.
K is potassium. Phosphorus?
Oh, I thought it was potassium. Okay. I couldn't fucking remember,
love bananas,
bro.
Man.
I do like bananas.
And
I had
numbers,
one for breakfast.
Which, oh, no.
Did you really?
I did, yeah.
Oh.
It's over.
Number four. No, I'm sorry. Number three. Number three.
I feel good about the rest.
Wait, where are we at? Let's do a little. Three.
You guys are going to get all. He's going to get all.
I have two.
You got one?
I didn't get one, bro.
You don't have any.
No, I don't. Go. Ask the question so I can fucking drink.
Number three. Who played the character Edward Cullen in the film Adaptation?
You got it.
Adaptation of Twilight.
Ravi.
Come on, Ravi.
Robert Pattinson.
Bobby Patty.
Yeah.
Merck's right. Number four. What is the smallest prime number? Bob?
No, I'm not too confident on this. I didn't know if one counted as a prime number.
Same. I was... I'm
so
stuck.
I put the number three.
I also put three.
I put one, but I think it's, even if you put three, that would have been wrong because two is a prime number.
Oh, he's right.
How?
I think he is right.
Put
about
one
that.
Into it.
I think it's
that
one.
Is not right. How it works. It's one
two.
In itself.
It's two.
It's oh. Two. Yeah, it was one or two. It was not three.
How is two a prime number?
Because
don't
you can't
me.
Divide it by anything.
Yeah.
Two divided by one
is two.
You could do that with any number.
You can't divide by one or itself, right? Or zero.
Yes, yes.
I almost wrote zero.
Well, you didn't.
Damn, bro. It was two.
It was two. I guess it wasn't that easy this week. Apologies. This one's easy, though. In Greek mythology, who was the king of the gods and the ruler of Mount Olympus?
Start pouring my drink.
Odin.
Is that what you put?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, that's... I put Zeus.
Zeus.
It's Zeus.
Shit.
Odin, who's Odin? I think that's like not Greek, but like a different mythology. I
yeah,
think.
That's
is it like
Thor
Odin
and shit.
Or like something like that? I don't know.
I don't remember. All right, pour me my drink.
Did you lose or did he lose?
I fucking lost, bro.
Yeah, he got like two or three.
I got
right?
two. I got one.
So you both drank.
Oh, holy moly.
Wait, shit.
Oh! Cannoli, dude.
Wee!
Yes, sir.
Wee, wee, wee. Oh, and I don't think he drinks because you guys didn't get over
dude.
Three.
You guys get to use the new shot glasses we just on, got. Bro. All
right, fine.
From the aquarium. Very nice.
Yes, sir.
There's a shark?
Damn. Roar.
Cool. And
yo,
it's
Shark Week, brother.
And it hurts.
It's not Shark Week.
He's trying to watch it on his boat.
It's not even close.
Oh. He's trying to watch it on his boat, and he can't find the remote.
Can't find the remote. It's in my bidet.
I just lost a stroke. I'm going to choke on my last stroke.
What do you guys think that the Sixers players think of Camden?
I don't think.
You think they like it there?
Practice there.
Oh, is that where their facility is?
I love my practice facility. I bet they say that every day they go into work.
All right, cheers, boys.
What are you trying to say?
It's just a nice area.
No, you can after you drink it.
These are some of the nicest shot glasses I've ever seen in my life.
You're welcome.
And mine is green, and his is blue. Cheers.
Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Slug it. I poured it right in front of you. Dude.
I did think it was. I also did think it was the
mystery vodka.
The mystery vodka.
Man, he's struggling. I'm sorry, dude. I had to do something because if I lose, I'm drinking olive juice and. Next time.
You think?
Did you like it?
Oh,
I love it.
All right.
I love it every week.
Give me your water, man.
Let's keep it going. Let's keep the drinks flowing. Let's get it.
Yeah.